Good morning. It's Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. This is the AI Meze from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. Today, Cairo plants a flag in the regional AI race with a 500-acre campus. An Egyptian developer drops an open-source Arabic model that quietly outscores everything in its weight class. And Aldar and Mubadala buy the building that houses Abu Dhabi's AI graduate school, GIPD2. First up, Orange Egypt, Paragon, Adir, and Silicon Valley Accelerator Plug and Play this week formally launched what they're calling the first dedicated AI campus in Egypt, the MENA region in Africa. It's a 500-acre site inside the $1.4 billion Sumu Boulevard development Mu in New Cairo, anchored by an AI100 program that aims to take 100 Egyptian AI startups to growth stage by 2030. Orange Egypt is laying down the 5G, the Internet of Things, and the smart comms backbone. Schneider Electric is providing the low-carbon power layer. What's interesting here isn't the ribbon cutting, it's the structure. Egypt has had clever incubators for years, but it has never had a physical anchor that could rival Hub 71 in Abu Dhabi or Humane's Garage in Riyadh. A campus this size with a global accelerator and a real industrial partner finally makes the talent argument convincing. For Gulf investors, it means you can back Egyptian AI founders without forcing them to relocate to be taken seriously. The next move is on Cairo. If the regulators match the campus with data residency clarity, founder visas and procurement carve-outs for local AI vendors, this is the most credible Cairo move in the regional AI race in years. Now this is interesting. A Cairo-based startup called Token AI, founded by independent developer Sem Sabri, has just released Horus 1.0, a 4 billion parameter open-source large language model under an MIT license. It's the first foundation model trained from scratch in Egypt, and the benchmark numbers are unusually loud. On the multilingual MLU exam, which tests 57 academic subjects, Horus scores 88%. Compare that to 73% for Alibaba's Qwen 3.5, 69% for Meta's Llama 3.1, and 71% for Google's Gemma 2. On Arabic Bench, the regional standard, Horus posts 67% versus 65 for Qwen, 60 for Gemma, and just 40 for Llama. That's a 4 billion parameter model beating 8 and 9 billion parameter rivals at half the size. What matters isn't only the score, it's the license. The MIT release means Gulf banks, Egyptian ministries, and Levantine SaaS startups can deploy, fine-tune, and even rebrand Horus commercially without permission from a US lab. The Arabic AI conversation in our region has been increasingly dominated by closed sovereign, branded models from Abu Dhabi and Riyadh. Horus is a different bet. It's small, it's open, it's downloadable today, and it outperforms the open-source Western models years that most regional vernal developers have been forced to use as defaults. Watch for Gulf-backed funds to start scouting Arabic-first products built on the Horus stack within weeks. Okay, story number three. The joint venture between Alda Properties and Mubadala has acquired the Link at Masdar City for 654 million dirhams. That's about $178 million. On paper, it's a real estate deal. In practice, it's a sovereign-backed move to lock down ownership of one of the most strategically important pieces of real estate in the country. Why? Because the building's anchor tenants are Masdar, the Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company, and the Mohammed bin Zayed University of Artificial Intelligence, the world's first graduate-only AI research university. MBZU AI is now the talent factory feeding G42, Stargate UAE, the Abu Dhabi government's agentic AI rollout, and a growing list of MGX portfolio companies. Aldar and Mubadala have effectively guaranteed themselves long-term landlord control over the building, where the next generation of Emirati AI researchers actually lives, learns, and prototypes. The signal is clear. Abu Dhabi has stopped treating AI as a vertical that lives inside a tech company and started treating it as a city design problem. Owning the talent campus, the clean energy headquarters next door, and the Stargate compute build down the road is a deliberate stack. For Riyadh planners, it's a reminder that Vision 2030's AI districts in NEO, M, and around the new King Salman Airport zone need the same physical co-location of universities, hyperscalers, and energy if they want to compete. And finally, the AI in Arabia view. Three stories, one pattern, a 500-acre purpose-built campus in Cairo, the strongest open-source Arabic model we've seen shipped from the region, and a sovereign-backed real estate move that quietly buys long-term landlord rights over Abu Dhabi's AI graduate school. None of these is a chip deal or a sovereign compute press release, and that's the point. The MENA AI story is moving from headline gigawatts into the boring infrastructure layer that decides whether all those gigawatts ever pay for themselves. Physical campuses where founders can actually build, an open model stack that doesn't depend on permission from a Western lab, and ownership of the buildings where the talent lives, The next 18 months will reward the players who can stack those layers in one place. The ones still chasing one-off announcements will look thin by the time the Stargate phases come online and the AI 100 graduates start shipping into the same procurement pipeline. That's the AI Meta A for Sunday from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. We'll see you tomorrow. See you.